Morning, Maseches Zvachim. We are going to be concluding the 10th parak today. We're up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah begins. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Imru Isak Shemen Shumis Chalik Bazara. You see something which you're not sure is going on. You see that oil is being distributed in the sanctuary to the Kohanim. And you want to know whether or not this is something in which, let's say you're a Kohen, if you're allowed to partake. If you see other people doing something which is questionable, then you can assume that most certainly they're doing the right thing. And Einata Sarach Lishol, you don't even have to ask Mahu what they're doing. El Moser Kiki Minchos Israel Belug Shemin Shelmatola. You can be rest assured that it's one of these two things. The oil in which the Kohanim are receiving, being distributed, is either the leftovers, the Mosar, or the Rikiki Minchos Israel. When it comes to the Israel who brings a flour offering, in which there is a prescribed amount of oil that must be brought, the only amount that's actually used for the flour offering is enough to put an X on the top of this flour offering. And the leftover will be distributed to the Kohanim. The Log Shemin Shel Metzora, and when it comes also to the Metzora, is another time which the Kohanim receive this oil. We know that in the event that a person receives this skin disease called tsaras, that ultimately once he's healed, there's a whole procedure of purification. When it, after the dam is sprinkled, there's also oil that the Kohen takes and sprinkles in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Also, any leftover oil, the Kohen will then place on the person with tsaras on his this person's right ear, thumb, as well as big toe. Any leftover oil after that is distributed to the Kohanim. You don't have to worry that most certainly that's what it is. If you will see something else that's unusual, that you'll see oil that's being placed on the Mizbeach, it's being consumed. Again, don't ask questions. You can assume that things are going properly. It's one of the two following things. Either it's the mosar, it's the leftovers of the mincha of the Kohen. Unlike that, as we just mentioned, of the Israel who brings the flour offering, that is distributed to the Kohen, the leftovers. When it comes to a Kohen that brings a mincha offering, it's completely consumed on the Mizbeach. The mincha is Kohen of Mashiach, as well as the mincha offering of the Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, also known as the Kohen Gadol, in which this offering was actually brought on a daily basis. That was also completely consumed in this vat. So one would not have to ask. And you can't think that perhaps this oil came from another place. Shemis Navim Shemen. Because one cannot give an adava a free will offering from oil. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Misnabim Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees and concludes the Mishnah, and actually we say the halacha is like him, that in fact, one could in fact give an adava of oil. But again, the theme of the Mishnah is that when a person sees something that's going on, certainly in a Beis HaMikdash, certainly by Kohanim, then one should not ask questions.